Are we ready
you
to start?
You guys are recording. You have been for 2 minutes.
I gotta go!
I wanna watch this film. It's just been sitting in my queue.
You don't have the time, but there is one thing I could do. Let me watch this film for you.
So, welcome to Let Me Watch This Film For You!
Woo!
Which is our podcast. First ever. My name is Sarah, and you can call me Sarah. I don't have a good nickname.
That's it. She just goes by Sarah. And my name is Duck. I know what you're thinking. It is what it is.
It's her name.
It's my name. Okay, so just deal with it. D-U-C-K.
But you can also call her Question Master.
Yes, I will also assume the nickname of Question Master because that is my role on this here podcast.
Yeah, but it's also who she is. It's who she was born as.
It's who I am in life.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
So on Let Me Watch This Film For You, we gonna talk about movies.
Movies, movies, movies. Film, cinema, TV, mostly just movies though.
No, just movies, yeah. But basically, we are just two friends who like to regale each other with plots of movies, especially when one of us has not seen it. And the other one wants to hear all the details, but does not want to have to watch it themselves.
Yeah, like imagine having to sit down and watch a really terrible movie. Like you kind of want to do it, but you don't really want to do it. So wouldn't you rather just have your friend describe it to you in great detail in the span of 20 minutes? It saves you so much time. And it's probably going to be a lot more entertaining that way.
Yeah. And we kind of got this idea because like every time we go on car trips, and it's not just us, it's like most of our friends too, we retell entire plots of movies to each other, and it never gets boring. I don't know. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it really never gets old, especially when it's just a truly horrific film. And you just feel grateful at the end of the telling that you saved like 60 minutes of your own life.
Yeah. So yeah, I have watched a film.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear what it was.
This is Sarah.
I am going in complete tabula rosa, blank slate at this point. No intel on the movie/film that Sarah has watched.
That's actually not true. Cause I did send you that.
She sent me a few options if I'm being
I sent her,
completely honest.
Well, I had to make sure she hadn't seen them. So the options, I think I sent you, Yentl, which neither of us had seen.
That's
and
true.
I did not choose Yentl. What was the second option? Oh, I forget. I can't remember what it was. Was it Blue Lagoon? Did I send you that one?
No, it was The Jungle featuring Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, The Jungle featuring Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter, is what I watched
last
night.
Oh, my God. And wait, can I just say the third movie was The Shunning featuring young Amish girl who... There's an interloper that comes into her Amish community. She realizes, or she starts to question her faith, and hilarity ensues.
It did not look like a comedy. It was called Beverly Mitchell's The Shunning. And you know what? I don't want to learn too much more about it because maybe I will watch it one day.
Yeah, we should have that as a later episode. But anything that like has the director, writer, whoever it was, like... pre the movie title, I feel like just come on. Like, that's so, like, get over yourself. Lee Daniels, the butler. No offense, Lee.
No, seriously. Tyler Perry. Actually, Tyler Perry can do that because I will watch anything
do,
with Tyler Perry.
He can do anything.
Okay. So I did watch Daniel Radcliffe's The Jungle.
I don't think that it's.
He's the writer and producer. No, I watched Harry Potter and The Jungle. Featuring Daniel Radcliffe.
Wait, what is the actual name of the film?
Okay, the film is just called...
Just so all of our hashtag fans out there know what to Google.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure if it's called The Jungle or just Jungle. I think it's The Jungle.
I feel like it's The Jungle.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little background.
Yes, please.
The Jungle is based on a true story, actually.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, okay. It is. It's based on a true story, and it's a book that's written by a man named Yossi Ginsberg. He's an Israeli man, and he... This is a true story. I don't really want to tell you too much about his background because, you know, that'll spoil the movie.
It happened to him, yeah.
But yeah, so Yossi Ginsberg, this is his, like, life story, The Jungle, the movie The Jungle.
Oh, my God. And here we go.
Okay. So I need to pull up my notebook so I remember some of the
But I just do want to say for all you listeners out there, Sarah just remembered the name Yossi Ginsberg without referencing any notes whatsoever. And I just think that demonstrates her commitment to this podcast.
I had to write down several like distinct details. For example, I wrote down Lake Titicaca because that's part of the plot. So anyway, okay, let me just start it. Okay. Harry Potter, Yossi is going to be known as Harry Potter from now on.
So Yossi is the leading man.
Yes. Daniel Radcliffe plays Yossi Ginsberg.
Is his name Yossi in the movie?
Yes, correct.
But henceforth, he will be known as Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Okay, great. I'm with you.
But he also has a beard, and this is a joke that I already made. He's Harry Potter, H-A-I-R-Y. Get it?
So I'm here for
just
it.
Just know that when I'm saying Harry Potter, I'm saying it H-A-I-R.
Yes, that's an important distinction.
Okay, so Harry Potter. So we start, Harry Potter is an Israeli man. This is in 1980. So he has just spent the last 3 years in the Israeli army. And he's decided to explore the world.
Sorry, how old is he?
That's a really good question.
One. This is why I'm question master, folks.
I want to say he's like 24. It's not stated.
So he's like freshly out of his required service in the Israeli army. Okay, I'm with you.
So he's like 24 years old, Harry Potter, and we open up, we're in Bolivia.
Ooh.
Actually, let me do it so much. Yes, Bolivia. First he's on like a truck. He's on the back of a truck. He meets a lamb. He's like, we're BFFs. He gets off the truck. He's like, here I am. I'm in Bolivia. He does have an Israeli accent the whole time. It's very interesting. At first you're like, can he pull it off? But then you're like, he's doing it. Maybe it's the, I think the hair helps.
Wait, I'm sorry to back it up. So did he arrive in Bolivia via his like deployment, or he's just like, I'm soul searching, like on a lone excursion to South America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not deployed there.
Got it.
Okay. So he gets on a boat in Lake Titicaca, immediately sees a beautiful woman.
Of course.
We never learn her name.
What?
So don't bother. But then there's this guy running to catch the boat, and he's like, wait, hold the boat. And everyone's like, we speak Spanish here, sir. And he's like, oh my God. And Harry Potter is like, turn back around. This guy really needs to get on this boat. And so Harry Potter convinces the boat driver to turn around.
Wait, is the beautiful woman on the boat?
The beautiful woman.
The beautiful woman.
Is already on the boat, yeah.
Okay.
She's on the boat. Harry Potter's on the boat. This other guy trying to catch the boat.
Got it.
They pick him up. His name is, I don't remember what his name is, but I called him Swissy the whole time because he's Swiss.
With you.
Okay. Swissy comes on. He's got like a mandolin. What is it? You know, like a tiny little
accordion?
Guitar. No.
Like a ukulele?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
He's got a little ukulele. He's Swiss. You can already see it. He's got glasses. Yeah. He's like
small round glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That are like really popular now, actually.
Yeah.
And he gets on the boat. He and Harry Potter immediately friends. So
how old is he?
He's probably also 24. Although later in the movie, it's referenced that like he might be a doctor. So he obviously finished medical school. So maybe he's like 20. Well, I guess you could be 24.
It was the 80s.
Yeah. So anyway, they start traveling Bolivia together. Harry Potter and Swissy. And at one point they stop and they are in like La Paz, I think. And
heard of it.
So Swissy sees this guy across the way and he's like, oh my God, it's you. And this guy's name is Kevin. And I did remember his name.
We need to talk about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin. We do need to talk about Kevin. In this film, literally there's a lot of Kevin. So Swissy sees Kevin and you're kind of like, did they used to date? Like,
wait, Kevin Swissy and Kevin?
They have sort of that vibe going.
Oh, I didn't know that that was allowed back then.
Anything's possible on the road, Duck.
Wow. I'm learning so much about life on the road.
For all you viewers, not viewers, listeners that don't know, Duck actually has like traveled abroad many times. I have not. So a lot of this movie, I was like, what? They're in a hostel. What's that? So you might actually know more about like some of the details than I do.
Maybe I can lend some insight.
Thank you so much. Okay. So he sees, so Swissy sees Kevin. They're like, oh my God. Swissy's obviously Swiss. Kevin is American. He is from Oregon, I want to say. Mm. And he's like, hey guys, what's up? He's a pretty cool guy. And basically Swissy was like, I didn't know I was going to see you here. Last time I saw you, you were headed, you know, north, but you're still here in Bolivia.
So their paths had crossed traveling previously. Okay.
Exactly.
It.
Yeah. And it's just like a total coincidence that they bumped into each other. So then they all decide we're going to keep traveling, the three of us. At some point in there, Harry Potter does hook up with that hot girl whose name we never learn. And it is very reminiscent of that
scene. Wait, at the hostel?
It's when they're camping and they're like in, they take like this drug tea and then they like have a hallucination.
Oh
and
my
It's very much
God.
Like that scene in Harry Potter 7 part 1 where Harry Potter
and Hermione are dancing in the tent.
It's exactly like
that. Oh my God, that is.
Except it's less sexual than the Harry Potter.
A recurring dream of mine.
Okay, so Harry Potter and Hottie like, maybe they make out. That's it. You don't see anything else. So we don't know what happened.
We don't see his top off or anything like that.
Actually, both of their tops are off because in like the drug trip dream, they are like top. Both of them are topless. Yeah. They're just wearing like a very cool blanket. You know,
do you see nip?
No, but you see the side.
But not the side of the nip. The profile of the nip, if you will.
They were pretty big. There was a decent amount
We're
of side.
We're talking D plates up in this bitch.
There was a decent amount of side boob. So, yeah, there was plenty of room for the blanket to hang. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
I can't. This character was, like, in the movie for 5 minutes. I don't know why I have such a
the
distinct recollection, but.
Because there was a hookup.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was hoping for more, but that's it. And then she's reading Albert Camus, which I think I'm pronouncing C-A-M-U-S. And she's like reading
it's
like
so cultured.
Yeah, she's like reading excerpts to him, like while they're in a hammock later. And I'm like, okay,
we get it.
We get it.
You're literary.
Yeah. So it's like she's not just her hot side boob.
Yeah. Yeah. She's more than that. She's but for some reason, I resent her more because of that.
Yeah. And because she had to hook up with Harry Potter.
Right. Every girl's dream.
Yeah.
Okay. Freshly post-coitus. Where are we at?
All right.
With
so
Harry
we don't
Potter.
Know if coitus occurred to be. Let's just get that clear.
Oh, it was first base with heavy petting.
Probably that, yeah.
In a peyote drug trip.
Exactly. Thank you. So Harry Potter, now we're just traveling the country. So girl, we don't know where she went. So it's just Harry Potter, Swissy, and Kevin. Okay.
Okay. And homegirl's dead to us.
Yeah. We never see her.
She
again.
Gone.
Yeah. We don't know what happened to her. I hope she had a wonderful life.
Never to be heard from again.
So now they're in a major city. I don't know which one.
Sarah doesn't know geography.
Well, I want to say they're in La Paz, but then I said they were there earlier, so I don't actually know.
Right. So they've traveled to another large South American city.
And they're staying in a hostel. Turns out Harry Potter can cook.
Oh, yes, he can.
Yeah. So he was like shaving fresh Parmesan at some point in a hostel. I was like, wow. So they're staying in a hostel, and then one day Harry Potter's walking down the street by himself, just traveling the streets, and this man who looks a lot like Kevin, so it's very confusing, but his name is Carl, goes.
But like, he's not supposed to look like Kevin.
He's not supposed to look like Kevin, but he looks exactly
okay,
like
so
Kevin.
Just
they
as
the same-
a side note for all y'all listeners out there, Sarah cannot handle when there are like close similarities in a movie. So when like someone's name is Henry and someone's name is Harry, she like can't handle that. And it's not like the writers were like, I'm going to mess with everyone and confuse them.
Yeah.
She just can't distinguish it. So
do not
when she says
started.
This man, quote unquote, looked too much like Kevin, it's not like the producers, the writers, the director's intent. It's just that she can't tell two white men with brown hair apart.
Yeah. But also, so yeah, that's why I don't even want to get started on Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
We will not be covering said film.
I can't deal with the similarities in that movie. Between some of the characters' names, but I did write down the things that are similar about Carl and Kevin.
Give it to me straight.
Okay. Number one, they both are white men.
Okay.
Who speak English.
What are the fucking odds?
Number two, they have the exact same facial hair. Like, they both have, like, a very...
Are we talking Fu Manchu here?
No, just,
are we
like, a scraggly beard.
Okay.
But, like, both of them are the kind... They can't, like, grow a full beard, really, so it's just, like, a scraggly... I hit my mic twice. I'm so sorry.
Producer they've got angry.
I know, I can't. They both got scraggly beards. They both are photographers.
Okay, that's more than a coincidence.
They both are kind of dicks. They're both, like, kind of jerks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, this guy, I was very confused for like a full 10 minutes in this movie. But anyway, this guy.
You thought it was Kevin?
I thought it was Kevin. And I thought Kevin was saying, Harry Potter, hey, hold on. And I was like, what? They've already met. And then Kevin's like showing him these photographs that he took. And I'm like, okay, this checks out because Kevin is a photographer.
Right.
But why does Harry Potter look like he doesn't know who this guy is? Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's a different guy. This guy's name is Carl. And for the sake of distinguishing him and Kevin, we're going to call him Creepy Carl because he is very creepy.
Creepy. Okay, Carl and Kevin are close names.
I know.
But also, have you ever considered that you might have that disease where you can't tell faces apart? I can't remember what it's called right now.
I can't remember what it's called.
But this guy at our college had it. I don't want to get into it.
I know. I can't remember what it's called.
It's not funny. I think
I can tell faces apart.
Facial dystmorphia. Facial...
It's called face blindness.
Face blindness. Yeah. I think she might have a little bit of that. But anyhow.
No, it's just like low grade. I can't tell people apart. Okay. So Creepy Carl and then Kevin, we're going to call him American Kevin because he really lives up to that name.
Wait, what's Carl's
ethnicity?
Ethnicity. I could not think of the word.
Thank you. I don't know his ethnicity. I believe he is Dutch.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say dumb. Okay, so he's not American.
He has an accent that sounds like either like a Dutch accent or maybe like South African.
Okay, same.
Right? Okay, am I really crazy in thinking those
accents? No, those are the same.
And his last name is like, the Dutch colonized. Okay.
Exactly.
Because his last name is like Rosbrecker or something like that.
Yeah, he Dutch or Afrikaan.
Okay.
I feel.
Yeah. Okay, so they meet Carl and Carl's like, hey, I am a tour guide and I take people deep into the heart of the jungle and you're going to see these like, you know, like local people who've never seen the outside world ever.
Yes.
And they're like, he's like, you know, you're going to experience things you've never experienced. You're going to feel like a true, like, you're not just going to be like a dumb tourist. You're going to be like,
right. You're getting an immersive cultural experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, so this is Carl that wants to take them?
Carl wants to take them. And
so
he
like a Dutch man being like, let me take you through the jungles of Brazil. Okay.
And so he shows Harry Potter like all of his pictures where he was like, here's where I did this. And so there's like proof. He's like, here, these are these people that I've never seen like a camera before. Oh my God. And Harry Potter's like, this is cool. I want to do it. So he tries to get Swissy and American Kevin on board. And they're like, let's meet this Carl guy. They meet Carl and they're like, he's kind of creepy, but... It's super cheap. He's only going to charge them like $50.
But there's like something fishy about
Carl. Something's off about it.
Yeah.
And the only person that has like, is kind of like, I don't know, is Swissy. He's sort of like.
He's the only one skeptical.
Yeah. And he's kind of like a little, he's not as like gung-ho, like, woo, let's do all this like cool adventuring stuff. He's like, I'm a poet and a doctor maybe. And like, I like to play my.
He's a jack of all trades.
What is the thing that he plays?
He plays the...
Not the mandolin.
Ukulele.
Thank you.
What is he like? Hawaiian? I don't understand
why.
That's in his repertoire.
I think it's just like an instrument that you can travel easily. That can travel easily.
So maybe he's a musical person, but like that was the easiest. But like get a harmonica, am I right? Also, folks, I do want to let all you listeners know out there, there is a fruit fly buzzing around Sarah's face. We do have an interloper in the studio.
It is my curse in life. I have so many fruit flies in my apartment. And I swear
they
follow me everywhere.
Yeah.
I just must taste like fruit, I guess.
Am I right?
I can't help it.
She's sweet as pie, ladies.
Okay. So we're going into the jungle now.
Yes.
All right.
So they've committed. They're like, $50. I'll take it. I'd love to exploit these indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I'm with you.
So they get in this like tiny little commuter plane and they get dropped off middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And
I just got chills.
Yeah. And Kevin, I'm sorry. Swissy brings his ukulele, obviously. But they all have just like one backpack. They're just like, here we go.
But it's kind of like those people that like start playing the guitar in the middle of a party and you're like, really?
I mean, Swissy has been doing this the whole time.
I know, but it's like, is that the only way that you can like command attention? Like, I'm just like, stop. Okay. But anyways, all he's got.
Entertainment is important.
You're right. He's got ukulele. Everyone else just has a single Herschel backpack.
Yeah. Herschel brand.
Herschel brand. Shout out to Herschel. Thank you for sponsoring. Jokes.
Okay. So they go into the jungle. Hold on. I need to reference my notes right now. Okay. So right. So this, we're now November 4th, 1981 is when they enter the jungle. Yeah.
So they gave you like a date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay. So. And the whole time, Carl, as soon as they get there, Carl's like, I can't do his accent.
Creepy Carl.
Creepy Carl is like, you know what? These indigenous people are way more advanced than us dummies. He's like, they're cooler than us and they're like better than us and all this. And everyone's like, yeah, cool. It's like very like, I don't know. He just sounds like he's really like exploitative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know how to
and
say
not
it.
To be further exploitative, but moving forward, can you please do Carl's voice in either a South African or Australian accent, because that's what we work him with.
Okay. So right off the bat, Carl being annoying,
being Carl,
and American Kevin keeps being like, this guy, am I right? And Harry Potter's like, haha, lol. Okay, Carl's acting like he can predict the weather. He's like, it'll rain in a few minutes. And they're like, how do you know? And then a minute later it starts raining and they're like, he's amazing.
Oh my God. Is he hot?
No.
Okay.
American Kevin is kind of hot in like a mean, douchey kind of way.
Mm.
And Swissy's hot too, but he's like my type because he's like.
But we don't know these actors at all.
No one you've ever seen before except for Harry Potter is in this film.
Got it.
Yeah. So right off the bat, Swissy's like, I'm hungry. Because there's no food. They didn't bring any food. And
step one, I'm hungry.
He keeps being like, he keeps referring to Creepy Carl as Papa.
Ew.
And he goes, Papa will be sure to feed us.
Wait, but aren't they like the same age?
No, Creepy Carl is probably like 45. And the guys are all like between 25 and 30, I would guess.
Ew, why is he calling him Papa?
I don't know. It's so creepy. And it made me think of he's like, Daddy feeds us dinner. It was like so gross.
Ew, I hate him. Okay, keep going.
And so then they're like that's when the fighting starts, right? They're like,
already?
There's already infighting. Because American Kevin and don't forget, Harry Potter was in the Israeli army. He's like,
yeah, he's a fucking badass.
He's like, it's fine, I got this. He's like, I can go without food for a couple days. Whereas Swissy's like, I've never touched a gun in my life.
Like, yeah. Whatever. No, he's like a prissy bitch.
Yeah. So they're like fighting. And then they hear this like terrifying noise and they're like, oh my God, it's a jaguar. And they're
wait,
like,
what's the noise like?
It's like,
oh, that wasn't that spooky. But I think I'd be like, was that a soft fart in the distance?
Well,
a
turns
fart
out
of a jaguar.
Turns out it's not a jaguar. It's a water buffalo. being who's like tied to a little string or a big string by a local man.
Some people would call a big string a rope.
Thank you, a rope. The water buffalo is being led by rope by a man. They've reached civilization.
Oh my God.
So now they're in this tiny little town and they're like, whew, we had
he one of the said like indigenous men who had never seen an outsider? Okay.
No, he's wearing like hand-me-down like Levi's. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like a town it's a very remote town, but like they've definitely encountered the outside world before.
Yes,
they have like, you know, like tin roofs and stuff like that. Roofs. Okay. And so you're kind of like, you get a little reprieve from all like the fighting on the road. And Justin, you'll appreciate this.
Who's Justin?
I'm sorry. I mean, a producer.
Producer, nameless producer.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyway, so they get to the town. And Swissy actually ends up being pretty useful because he is a doctor, maybe.
Right. A doctor of
foot.
Potentially foot. Doctor of foot at your service. Our producer needs one of those, am I right?
So Swissy like had been having his own foot problems, and but he has been like, I know what to do. I need to
He's been treating his own foot disorders
with creams that he brought. But
wow,
the people in the village see him treating his own foot disorder, and they start they line right up,
and they're like, break me off a piece of that
foot cream. Wait, that is one of the things. Anyway, they
thank you Kit Kat for sponsoring us.
Thank you. They want in on that foot cream, so he's like, he's a hit, right? So the people are coming up, and he's like, there's like a little boy, and he like fixes his cut or whatever, and he's like, you are so brave. And you're like, okay, Swissy has a purpose. He has use. Yeah, he's useful.
He's like, okay, that's yeah. good.
And American Kevin is like loving it, taking lots of pics, because if you'll recall, he's a photographer. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter is just like happy to be there, whatever.
Yes.
So this is a very good time for a break. We've just got to the village. Things are going great. Let's take a little break.
Cut to our sponsors, Kit Kat and
Herschel Backpack.
Herschel
Face blindness.
Turns out we don't have any sponsors just yet, so hit your girl up if you're looking for some ad space. Welcome back, everyone. Sorry about that short break. If you are just tuning in with us, which is highly unlikely because this is an hour-long segment, we just got back from Harry Potter and his compadres are entering the village, and here we go.
Okay. So they get to the village. Things are going great. We get a little reprieve from all the drama that's been happening.
Thank God.
While they're hiking. So, all right. So that happens. We get to the village, and then it's time to go. We got to keep walking. They got to
go.
They got to make it to their endpoint destination, the name of which I could never repeat because it's
too offensive.
No, it's too offensive. No, it's like 100 letters long and it's like all consonants. And every time they say it, like the characters all say it different. So they're like, I can't wait to get to. And you're just like, mm-hmm. So we're just going to call it their destination. So they're like, we got to get back on the road for
their final destination.
Yeah, their final destination. So they get back on the road. Or not on the road. There's no road. They're just following a river. So they're hiking along this
classic
unknown river. I'm sure somebody knew the name of it, but I didn't. Right, they leave the village, so they're fresh out of food, right?
Right.
And Carl has had previously claimed to be able to talk to monkeys.
Mm.
But let me tell you what. They hear some monkeys and Carl goes, "Oh, good, monkeys."
Love that accent.
Yeah. He gets his gun out. He shoots a monkey.
Oh my God. Wait, I thought he was like a monkey whisperer.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he can say to them, but whatever. So he shoots this monkey and they are all like literally shook. They're like, that monkey looks so much like a human. Like, this is freaky.
Yeah, as we all feel when we see a monkey die.
Yeah. And not only does he shoot the monkey, he was like, I can't waste. He doesn't kill the monkey with the shot. He just like knocks it off the tree. So he's like, I can't waste another bullet. Smashes his head in. Yeah.
Wait, what were they going to do with the monkey? Eat it?
Eat it. So they cook the monkey on the fire. They don't bother to skin it, which I'm like, wouldn't you take the fur off?
It's like you don't have anything else to do. You're camping in the jungle. Just like take the time. It's like an evening activity.
And at this point, I'm like, wow, the production value, like they spent a lot on like the scenes. Like, you know, they spent a lot on like getting the location, I think, but did not spend a lot on their monkey science because the monkey looks so fake the whole time. Like even when he's being killed, you're kind of like, oh, it's fine, because that's clearly not
that's a
real
stuffed
monkey.
Animal.
Yeah. So anyway, they
had someone won at Six Flags.
They cook the monkey hair on and jeez. Carl like takes a big, it's just like so absurd. Carl like immediately takes a big bite out of his
like of the
brain.
Hair?
No, of his brain. He's like, yeah, monkey brain.
Ew.
And
that is a delicacy I've heard.
And Swissy is like vomiting. He can't handle this, obviously.
Is he a vegetarian?
No, but he's just a delicate man. He cannot handle eating a monkey.
Of course.
And American Kevin is like, I'm tough, I'm cool. He's like, I'll give it a try. So he's like, it's not bad. And then Harry Potter's like, okay, I'll try some too. He's like, it's not bad either.
He's like, I was in the fucking army. Yeah, he's I can eat a bite of a monkey.
So they all eat a monkey.
Wait, sorry. Did they ever, they didn't bite into the hair. They eventually skinned it.
No, they just took, they literally had the monkey's whole arm and we're just like ripping off the arm and like biting it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's what I was like, you guys, I don't know. The production value was not there. And then Carl says, and I had to write this down because it was so ridiculous. He goes, well, there are monkeys. There are jaguars. They are monkey hunters. And to them, we are just big, stupid monkeys.
What does that even mean?
So he means because there's monkeys around here, there's gonna be jaguars, so we better watch out.
Oh, so to the jaguars, they're just big dumb monkeys.
Exactly.
I mean, he kind of has a point.
Yeah. So they get back on the road. Listen, Swissy's feet are not doing well, and he's also very hungry because he hasn't been eating monkeys.
Okay, I'm sorry. Why do you enter into the jungle when you know you have like a foot virus that has no cure, and you're the fucking like doctor of foot? So
he
it's
did
like,
not have the foot virus when he walked in.
Oh, he got
it's
it.
It's just like in the I don't know. They had this, you know, in movies where people camp, like they always get foot sores and stuff.
Yeah,
because their feet get wet and like whatever.
Our producer's dealing with something like that right now.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
So he didn't know he was going to have foot problems, but it's really a hindrance on everyone.
Just yeah. Like, oh God, yeah. I can imagine.
So they all have to go like really slow because Swissy is not only having foot pain, he also hasn't been eating monkeys, so he's like starving.
Oh yeah.
And finally, American Kevin is like, you know what? We're walking along this river. Why don't we just build a raft, float down it? And Carl's like, hell nah. It's like there's like rapids, like we'll die immediately. And Carl,
yeah, what is he thinking?
Carl's like, listen, I was the raft guy in Oregon. I can do this. And Carl's like, sorry, American Kevin says that. Did I say that correctly? American Kevin says he was a raft guy in Oregon. Creepy yes. Carl is like, it's not going to happen. But all right, fine. I'll help you guys build a raft. They build a raft.
Why would he be on board with that? Literally, when like he knows that it's a recipe for death.
I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. It's 3-1.
Yeah, true.
But
also, they're definitely wrong.
Yeah, they're totally wrong. So they finally finish building the raft. They get on the raft, you know, and Carl's like, okay, it's very like Captain Phillips. He's like, I am the captain. And he goes, when I say paddle, you paddle. When I say stop paddling, you stop paddling. And they're all like, okay, fine. Well, the second they get on that raft, American Kevin starts fighting with Creepy Carl. They're both like, they both are like the
wanting
Captain
to
Phillips.
Be the hashtag, I'm the captain now.
Yeah. And Harry Potter's just like, oh, I don't know what to do. And Swissy is just like, also doesn't know what to do, but is just like trying not to make any waves. And they immediately hit like a rough patch of water. They like barely.
An emotional rough patch, it sounds like.
Exactly. They barely even survive that. They dock their raft, you know, and Carl's like, that's it. I'm not riding this raft anymore. He's like, I'm walking. I'm just going to leave. I'm out of here. And at this point in the movie, there's like a really weird subplot where like American Kevin is like, pulls Harry Potter aside and is like, listen, I don't think Carl knows how to swim. And they're both like, have a lot of like feelings about it.
What?
And I'm like, why was that important to the plot? I don't know. But it's sort of like one of those like made for TV movies where like, are they gonna teach him how to swim?
Oh, you
know?
My God.
Like, is
I
it gonna be like a
did.
Come to Jesus moment where they're like, Carl, just doggy paddle. But that's not what happens.
Oh wow.
So because of Kevin's foot problems, they're like, oh, he's gonna want to go on the raft, I don't know. So Harry Potter,
the last
not
thing he
Kevin
is
I'm
for
sorry
that foot to get wet.
Yeah, Swissy's foot. Jeez. Problems. I keep getting their names confused. Swissy has foot problems. You're thinking he's gonna want to go on the raft and not walk back with Carl because of his feet, but Harry Potter does some like weird reverse psychology on him, on Swissy.
Magic.
And is like, Yeah, some may call it magic.
If you will.
And convinces him that he should walk with Carl and Harry Potter will take the bigger risk by riding in the raft with American Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we depart ways. So creepy Carl and Swissy, we say goodbye to them forever. For the rest of the film.
Creepy Carl and Kevin are gone.
Creepy Carl and Swissy. I'm sorry.
Creepy Carl and Swissy are no Swissy longer foot featured disorders in this film. That's are it. Gone. They're gone.
Correct.
Wow, that was such an abrupt goodbye.
Yeah. And you're sort of like, are we supposed to like American Kevin now? Because he was being a real dick on that raft. Like, Creepy Carl was being bad, but American Kevin was also like, no, I know how to row this boat. And you were like, no, you don't, American Kevin.
Yeah, just because you were like, used to be a raft guide in the 80s in fucking Oregon. Like, get over yourself. We're like in the heart of the jungle.
Yeah, it's very different here. So now it's just Harry Potter and American Kevin.
But don't they kind of recognize that splitting ways is going to be a grave mistake?
Yeah, but they have come to a fork in the road where Carl, who apparently cannot swim, which is very important to the plot, and he has decided to walk. But it's nice. He does leave them with his machete, which I was like, okay. And he leaves them with more, like, a bigger portion of the food.
Okay. Yeah. V chill of okay. him.
So we're on the raft now. Just Harry Potter and Kevin. And things are actually going pretty well. And then they're like, okay, well, yeah, we're getting pretty close to, like, our stopping point for the day. Let's just, like, pull over. And American Kevin is like, no, we can keep going, man. We can keep going. And Harry Potter's like, okay, but I am tired, so I'm going to take a nap.
On the raft?
Yeah. Wakes up. They're in the middle of the most rapid waters they've ever seen. And American Kevin is like, oh, my God. And they're both just, like, completely, they have no control over the raft now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it immediately, not immediately, they go over several twists and turns, you know, and then they hit this giant rock. And then the raft is, like, stuck on the rock, and it's in the middle of these raging waters. And American Kevin is like, I'm going to hop off, go to the shore. I'm going to fashion a rope, throw it to you, and save you in that meantime. But, like, Harry Potter's barely holding on, and he's like, no, that's a terrible idea. But I guess, like, what else are they going to do? So American Kevin swims to the shore. I don't know how he makes it. And Harry Potter's hanging onto the raft. Almost 10 seconds later, loses control.
He gone.
So now he is separated from American Kevin. And from here on out,
why didn't they both just get off?
He couldn't get off. It was so, like, the waves were so, not the waves, the rapids were so intense that I don't even know how American Kevin got off and got to the shore. Like, it was a miracle that he did. But he's got those Oregon swimming skills.
What can I say?
From here on out, we're telling the survival story of Harry Potter, a.k.a. Yossi Ginsberg, a.k.a.
Oh, my Daniel God. Pa- I'm with you.
Okay. So now it's just him. And he is like, fuck. You think he's going to, like, die of a head injury, right?
Of course.
So he's, like, tumbling through these waters, tumbling. He does hit his head. And, you know, because blood is gushing in the water.
And there's a lightning bolt-shaped scar on his forehead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As a result of it.
Oh, my God. There is a weird forehead thing later. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to try to get through this part. Because this part's a little, like, it gets a little, like,
heavy.
Yeah. He tumbles through the water. He finally gets to the shore. He is, like, pooped AF. Then he remembers that Creepy Carl made them buy speed.
What?
The drug before they left the main town.
I thought
town.
You meant the 1998 film featuring Keanu Reeves.
Well, both. He goes, this is a great film. Don't forget to watch it. Sandy Bullock is a hero.
Sandy.
But also here's some speed, and he calls it Superman pills. And so Harry Potter goes, oh, I remember that speed. Oh, wait. Sorry. Also, his backpack washes ashore.
It's gone.
No. I'm saying that's how he got the speed.
Oh, yeah.
So he washes ashore. He's, like, kind of wandering around for a couple days without anything. He hears pots and pans clanging, and he's like, oh, is it people? And then he realizes it's just his backpack. He gets his backpack, takes the speed. Yeah.
Thank you, Herschel.
And he's like, now it's like, it's more like in Twilight when Jacob is a werewolf and he's like running through the mm. like over rocks. That's kind of what Harry Potter is doing. He's like, I took this speed, and he's just like running. So he's going back to try to get Kevin. Can't find Kevin. He leaves Kevin a note. He's like, I'm alive. I'm walking back to, now I'm going to start walking towards our destination. See you later, brah. And now wow. Harry Potter is just walking by himself. And it is hard. He's very scared of jaguars.
He's scared of Voldemort.
He's scared of Voldemort. He doesn't have his wand. He is scared of a lot of stuff. He's tested. So some of the highlights of Harry Potter being alone in the wilderness, because it's a lot of the movie. This is like a full hour of just him.
An hour?
Yeah. The movie is 2 hours long. Yeah.
I wish you could see my face right now.
She is, her jaw dropped to the ground. So I'm just going to give you the highlights. Number one, he gets a parasite in his forehead. Different placement than the scar. It's to the left. He touches it. He's like a bump on his forehead. He touches it and it moves. And he goes, it moves. That cannot be good, in his Israeli accent.
Oh my God.
And if it were me, I would fully pass out. I'd be like, this is so gross. No. He's like, I'll deal with it later. Yeah. Okay, that happens. Wow. Later, he pulls out worms out of his head.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
I know. I'm very sorry for saying that.
Does he speak Parseltongue to the worms?
No, but you're kind of like, is he going to eat them? Because he doesn't have any food.
He's starving.
Yeah. Another highlight of his solo trip, he comes across some beautiful, I know they're not robin's eggs, but some beautiful, appeared to be robin's egg blue yeah. eggs. Eats the, you know, the inside of the egg, which is kind of almost fully cooked of a, you know, not cooked like an egg is cooked, but like the bird, it's like a bird, a baby bird inside the
oh,
egg.
Oh, snap.
That he has to like eat.
So he eats like an embryo of a bird.
Exactly, yeah. And then he's walking. He sees a footprint and he's like, oh, thank God, it's Kevin. We've kindly crossed paths. Looks down. He sees the exact same bird eggs that the shells that he ate. And he goes, oh, my God, I walked in a
went
circle.
Went in a circle.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I went in a
oh
circle.
Oh, my God.
He is very upset about that.
He's humiliated. He's in front humiliated. Of himself.
Okay. Then he comes across. He wakes up, actually, in the middle of the night. He hears someone crying. And he goes, oh, it's a person. Hooray. He goes over. It is one of the women, one of the people that Creepy Carl had promised him, which is an outsider who has never seen a Western
oh
human
my God.
Before.
This
it's a woman.
Is what you came for.
She's got no top, long, beautiful black hair, mm-hmm. and some sort of like mule skin skirt situation. Mm. She doesn't say a word.
I'm into her.
She's just crying. She's also got very sharp, distinct bangs. And you're like, how did she get
Who cut
that?
Those?
Yeah, who cut those? She doesn't say a word. And he's talking to her. And at one point, he's like, I'm not going to hurt you. Because she's like really freaked out. Because yeah. like, yeah. You don't know where everyone she was with before. We don't know where they were. And he like tucks her in, which I'm like, I think she would know more about this nature than you.
Yeah.
He like tucks her in under some
like
leaves.
Mansplaining
yeah, he is. He's
culture.
Like, yeah, he's like,
but it's
okay.
the '80s, ladies.
So he's like, use these branches to keep you dry during the night. And she's like, okay. And then he goes up and he just boop touches her hand. He goes, I just had to make sure you were real. Yeah.
Wow. He's desperate for human contact. Yeah.
So they keep walking together. He's like, no, we're going to find your people. It's fine. They keep walking. They're walking. And they get in a fight.
He and the woman?
Even though she doesn't say a word. They don't speak the same language, obviously. He like picks up a piece of fruit and starts to eat it. And she like kind of is like, no, it's like rotten. Like she mimes that. And he's like, no, like we need to eat some fucking food. And she's like, don't do it. And they fight about that. And then he's like, okay, I'm just so tired. Like, I'm so tired of fighting. Let's just go to bed. So
he's
like,
let's get divorced.
He tucks her in. He go. This time he's like, I am going to touch you. He like, they spoon. And he's
for
just like.
For warmth or for funsies?
I think just for warmth. And because he's very like emotionally raw.
But we're in the jungle. Like, is it cold?
Sometimes. At night. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, they're both like crying or whatever. They've just had this fight and they lay down and he's spooning her and he's like kind of petting her arm. And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Wake up. It's a rock.
Oh,
it has been a rock the whole time.
Daniel Radcliffe fucked a rock. Oh my God.
Which is to say there was no woman.
Well,
yeah. Okay. Okay, now we're getting towards the end. Sorry, just that part was truly shocking.
I'm shocked.
Because you go, well, he touched her to make sure she was real, but
yes.
He was hallucinating.
But a rock can have the soft curves of a woman. We've all been burned before.
They can when you got jungle madness.
That's true.
Okay, so, all right. So those are the highlights of Harry Potter being...
Alone in the jungle.
Alone in the jungle. Also, creepy Carl had warned them if they were there too long, which at this point he's been there too long, they were going to hit rainy season. And guess what? It's rainy season.
How long has he been there?
He has been there for like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
But it feels like years.
I believe
for it. For all of us involved.
Yes. Truly. Okay.
Cut to a man washes ashore.
Like a dead body.
No, just like a man washes ashore and... He does appear to be dead, sure. And two local people who are not like the local, like indigenous people that Carl was talking about, but just like same as before, like people that just live in a very small village. And this one guy is like, you know, he's like, Dad, like, who is that? What's that lump in the water? And his dad's like, I think it's a person. And they're like speaking Spanish. And they bring him in. You think it might be Harry Potter? It's not. It's American Kevin. He's saved. And they take him into their village. He gets to talk to the police officer there. They, like, clean him up, all this shit. And he's like, my friend is still out there. We got to go find him. And they're like, your friend's dead.
Yeah,
and he's
for
like,
sure.
Yeah. And he's like, no, no, no. I promise you he's alive. He gets the police, like, to lend them. Well, he doesn't drive it himself, but a helicopter.
What?
Yeah. So they're like,
Can I just... Yeah.
And the whole time he's being such a dick. Like, I'm like, no, you get more flies with honey, American Kevin, because he's acting like a real. Whoa. He's acting terrible. And so he borrows the helicopter. Cut to Harry Potter in the jungle. Here's a helicopter overhead. Is like,
oh my God.
Takes out his very smart red, anorak jacket. Is that the word? It's like a rain jacket, but it's like giant. Poncho. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
Poncho. Takes out his poncho, is waving around. They don't see him. They can't get low enough because of the tree line.
Yeah.
So they get back. The police officer's like, dude, we did everything we could. We sent a helicopter. Your friend's dead. And he's like, I swear to God, he's not. You guys are being so rude. You're not helping me. And I'm like, this is not their job.
They brought out a helicopter for him.
Yeah. They gave you a helicopter. They've been driving you around on their dime all over town. In their beautiful Jeeps, whatever. They go, there is one man that could help. And it's this guy who has a boat, basically. So he goes up to the boat guy. And the boat guy's like, I am not going. It's rainy season. I'm not going backwards up the river
to find
your friend who is definitely dead. And so American Kevin obviously goes, what if I just buy your boat? And the guy's like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to buy your boat from you. And he's like, okay, fine. So now we've got American Kevin, boat guy, going back up the river. Meanwhile, as this is happening, Harry Potter is in the final throes of his survival.
He has
overcome so much. He weighs nothing. He looks like skin and bones. I don't know if CGI, I don't know what they did, but he looks terrifying.
Cute or no?
No. And he is like, you know what? I'm just going to try to get to the river and just like hang out by the river, because now he knows that they're looking for him. Right. Cause there's a helicopter. Mm. So he's like, I'm just going to try to get to the river, cause maybe they'll see me there. And he's going to like make an SOS or whatever.
Yeah. Good call.
So he's like walking to the river. It's rainy season. If you'll recall, hands up in quicksand. He's ready to give up. Then he remembers this beautiful little like passport that his uncle gave him. His uncle like survived the Holocaust and was like a wonderful man. And like right before he left for this trip, his uncle gave him this little passport and was like, this has kept me alive my whole life. Like, this will keep you alive. And Harry Potter, we had previously established this earlier in the movie. And when his uncle gave him the passport, his uncle died 2 days later. So you're like, you
so
better
that's
not.
That's like your ticket to ride.
Yeah. Loses the passport in the quicksand. And you're like,
oh my God.
He dead. But from somewhere within the depths of his soul, he's like, I'm still going to fight. Stuck in the quicksand, grabs a leaf that breaks, grabs another leaf, pulls himself up all the way to the end. So then finally he makes it to the beach. He doesn't have the energy to write SOS. He just writes Y for his name, Yasi.
Oh, yeah. That's
which
smart.
He makes out of like logs. And he's just like laying there and he looks, he's like completely covered in like dirt. He looks like,
yeah, he looks
just another rock, you know? And his friend gets to, American Kevin and the boat guy get to the shore. They don't see anybody. There's no one there because they can't see him. His voice,
he looks like a rock.
He's like, you know, a couple blocks down. His voice, gone. So he tries to scream. He can't. Oh my God, wait, right before this, sorry. After he escapes from the quicksand, he's like, I have no energy. I'm fully zapped. How can I wake myself up? He remembers earlier he got stung by a fire ant. So he removes his clothes. This is when you see how like gaunt he is.
Skin and bone.
He fully removes his clothes, goes up to a tree that's covered in fire ants and shakes it. So that fire ants attack his whole body. And he's like, it's like his final burst of energy. And he's like, ah, and that's how he makes it to the shore.
Oh, but I'm like, did my you God. Yeah, was that really necessary?
So yeah, they get to the shore. They go, we don't see him. And the guy goes, yep, can't go any further. This is it. And they're like, okay. So they turn around and he gets up as they're turning around. And he's like, wait, but he doesn't have a voice anymore.
Oh my God.
So he's like, oh, and he's just kind of stumbling around. And you're like, oh my God, American Kevin, if you do one thing right, turn back and look and see.
Yeah.
Like, just turn back. And he's like, nope. He's just like driving. He's like, here we go. He's leaving. Finally, at the very last second, he turns back.
Thank God.
And he saves Harry Potter. And he and boat guy put Harry Potter in the boat. They bring him back to the village. And he gets cleaned up, I guess. And everyone in the village comes over and they want to like bless him because they're like, how the fuck did you survive? And that is the story of Yasi Ginsberg, a.k.a. Harry Potter.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh my God.
It was a really long movie. I'm sorry.
No, that was just a lot to take in. Can I ask, producer, do I have time to ask a question? A follow-up question.
Okay.
Okay, thank you
I
so
do
much.
Have an epilogue to share with you, but
oh,
go
you
ahead.
Oh, you do have an, no, there's no, an epilogue?
Well, I know what you're thinking. What happened
yeah.
to Swissy and Creepy Carl?
Yeah.
It does tell us they are never seen or heard from again.
So those two died.
Those two died, for sure.
Wow.
Or maybe they found the indigenous people and lived with them forever. But
I thought it was going to be like a Harry Potter epilogue situation where it's like they got married.
Well, you do learn about where they are now because they're all real people. But Swissy and Carl, and in the thing for Swissy, I had to write it down. Hold on. There's no sign of them. They are, both of them are never seen again. But Carl was wanted by the authorities for leading people on fake trips.
Yeah, no shit.
And like he had been doing this with a bunch of people where he would be like, yeah, come on this trip. And then he'd just like get them lost in the jungle.
And he'd
be like,
I can't swim.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So he was wanted, but he died in the...
Probably.
And then Swissy, we don't know what happened.
So the movie is dedicated to the memory of sweet baby Swissy.
And they go, Carl, not so much.
They go, him, he can... We don't care what happened to him.
Okay. If I may
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
share... my point of view.
Please.
I just feel like, how are we supposed to feel bad for this group of men that went into the jungle with no resources, completely unprepared?
Yeah.
And then they want to be like, and this is my survival story.
Yeah.
Like, you did it to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do kind of feel for Harry Potter because... He does have a lot of smarts in the situation. Like every time like scrape he gets into, he knows his way out. So you're kind of like, if it was just him, like you'd be like, okay. But you're right. Yeah. All of them, you're kind of like, okay, dudes, sorry you went into the jungle on purpose because you wanted to and then got lost.
Like, yeah. I just like don't really feel bad for people who are like not put in that situation. Like they deliberately went in to be like, let's see what we can see. And that was their choice. Yeah. Like you knew it was going to be a harsh environment and you did it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it sounds like Carl, hashtag creepy Carl, lied, like let them on.
Yeah.
But like still, boy, you got to look out for yourself. Also, my second thought on the film is that I really thought the climax was going to be when he shaved Parmesan in his hot dog. I was like, okay.
And then he's the chef. It is off of the plot of Ratatouille.
Chef's table.
But just to follow up about our two main characters who did survive.
Yes. Tell me everything.
Yossi Ginsberg, to this day, still travels the globe. He did return to Bolivia a year later to the very spot where he almost lost his life to build an eco lodge so that other people could come visit the
beautiful
place.
Wait, he went to the place in the jungle where he slept, quote unquote, with a rock.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's the rock.
He goes,
that
I gotta find my girlfriend. I'm worried there about she might be pregnant with a baby rock. he returned to the jungle. American Kevin moves to Israel, which is weird because that's where
that is weird.
Harry Potter's from, and lives there with his family to this day. And also Harry Potter is kind of hot. Like old Harry Potter, Yossi Ginsberg, who's a real person. They show him, he's like bald as can be, but like very cute. He looks like, yeah, I travel the world, whatever.
How old is he today?
Well, let's see. If he was 24 in 1980, he's...
You do the math. So how... You do the math. Carry the one.
So sorry, but yes, any more questions, please?
Last question. Who produced this film? Is this like an Amazon original?
This was produced by Australian Media. Or it's, I think it's called Screen Australia.
Screen Australia, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And also based on the... Yossi himself is one of the main producers, and he wrote the book, The Jungle, which is this is based off of.
Oh, my God.
So to wrap up, would you like to share... Do you have any main takeaways? Any lessons learned from this film?
Main takeaways for me, I'm still one of the biggest Daniel Radcliffe fans out there. I think my takeaway... Never stop traveling, folks. Except maybe do, because it sounds like you might end up getting a rock pregnant. And now let's have Daniel Radcliffe play us out.
I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay.
Okay, so that was a lot. It was a very long film. Thank you for listening. Thank you for asking so many wonderful questions.
My pleasure.
So yeah, this has been Let Me Watch This Film For You. Today we watched The Jungle. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and we hope you'll tune in next week. I am actually going to be recounting the tale of a film, which shall not be named yet. And we'll be doing a bit of a role reversal where Sarah will be our... question master.
I'm so excited.
So we hope you'll tune in and hear the plot of another terrible film that you would never want to spend a moment of your life watching, but maybe, just maybe, you'd want to spend a moment listening to us. Signing off, this is Duck.
This is Sarah. Oh, and special thanks to our producer, who is unnamed.
To our unnamed producer, we love you dearly.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Somebody else, by and by, to sing to
when we did it! Our first podcast!
If you like a ukulele lady like you.